Patriots wide receiver Wes Welker. Wes, Mike, and Joe, happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you guys. Y'all doing all right?
We're doing okay. I'm hoping you guys had the day off yesterday. Matt Light seemed to enjoy his Christmas, got some family involved here. I know your family's from out of the area, and you've joked with Dale and Michael before about them coming to town all the time. Did you get the family in town for Christmas this time, Wes?
I actually didn't. I had a niece that was born last week, so everybody's back at home, you know, hanging out with her and the whole bit. So, no, didn't have any family up this year.
What's the best gift you got yesterday, Wes?
Oh, shoot. Tell you the truth, really didn't get anything.
You got a day off from practice?
Yeah, I got a day off from practice. Went over to the Vrabels, and they had a nice little dinner and things like that. And wow, had a good time.
Christmas with the Vrabels. What kind of a spread does Mike Vrabel put out for the Christmas feast?
It was a nice deal. He had a deal catered, and it was really nice. I mean, they had everything.
Well, you
had everything, and so it was good stuff.
And you're coming off Christmas and getting back to work for a Buffalo team. I want to go back for a second here, Wes, because I think Patriot fans are very disappointed in the NFL for what I think a lot of us thought was a very much a spur of the moment, very cool snow angel celebration in the big win over Arizona. You've probably heard a lot of it here. A lot of people wondering, hey, how can the NFL crack down on you so hard? But it seemed pretty harmless to me. Did you feel like that in your spur of the moment after that touchdown against the Cardinals?
I thought so. But, you know, obviously the rules are the rules, and you got to abide by them. So, I really wasn't aware of that rule, obviously, or else I wouldn't have done it. You know, getting the 15-yard penalty and, you know, and getting fined on top of that is, you know, nothing you really expect to happen, especially for myself. But, it's one of those deals that just happened, and you just got to move on.
In a situation like that, do you get chewed out at all by anybody on the sidelines, or is it one of those things where, you know, hey, it's a mistake, whatever, let's move on?
No, you get chewed out for sure. So, yeah, they weren't very happy with me at the time.
anything suitable for family that was said to you?
There's some suitable, some not suitable, pretty much, you know, anything you think of.
Did you see the video or hear about the incident with Sean Ellis with the Jets where he threw the big ice ball into the stands and he basically got the same fine that you did?
Right, I heard about that.
Yeah, it seems like those are two, like, incredibly, different incidents and, you know, shouldn't really have gotten the same kind of penalties.
It's all, you know, judgment call and things like that. So, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. You just, got to move on, and, you know, it is what it is.
Wes, as you look at your year, the story today about your numbers, and I know you don't want to talk about records or numbers, but you've had a great year catching the football. You know, what has it been like establishing the relationship with really sort of a new quarterback, a guy that we had not seen here in New England? Tom Brady goes down. He had a great rapport with him. What's it been like this year establishing what – you know, it's been a great receiving year for you with a new guy in Matt Cassel throwing the ball to you.
It's been good. You know, he's made a lot of progress this season. He continues to get better. He continues to work hard and do all the things necessary to make sure he's prepared for Sundays. And that's all you can really ask for. And as far as I go, just, you know, me just continue to get better and continue to get open for him and try and make some plays.
Do you feel like, Wes, defenses have been more, you know, attached to you and more focused on you? I know last year you line up in the slot and Randy would get a lot of coverage and maybe get some one-on-ones. It seems like in hearing the coaches talk about your play, opposing coaches, the analysts, teams are really making a conscious effort to stop you. Have you felt that extra defensive pressure the second year with the Patriots?
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, we have a lot of offensive weapons and Randy and Jabbar and, you know, Kevin Fox, Sammy Morris. I mean, the whole lineup, it's, you know, we got a lot of guys who can make a lot of plays. So, you know, when you have that going on, they can't really single out on one guy as opposed to another.
Wes, so much of your game seems like it's the yards after the catch. How much of that is what you're kind of bringing to the table athletically, and how much of that is Cassel really developing and putting the ball in your hands in spots where you're going to be able to, you know, run for a few yards after you make the grab?
I mean, I'd like to be able to say that that's all me or anything, but no, I got a little little part in that. But, you know, Kessel does a great job of, you know, getting me in some open space and putting the ball on me and giving me an opportunity to turn up field and try and make something happen.
Was that something that right out of the boat he was good at doing with you this year? Is that something you've seen just with everything else that he's done this year? He's kind of progressively gotten better as the year has gone on.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he was always good at it, and then it was just something that he just, you know, continued to get better at.
Wes, as you guys get ready for Buffalo, obviously a pretty stingy defense, and in the long term here, and his short term as well, final game regular season, you win, you put yourselves in a spot to be a playoff team at 11-5, but other things have to happen, namely the Jets and or Ravens losing. Have you thought about, you know, what it would be like to win 11 games and not make the postseason tournament this year?
No, not at all. I mean, we're just focused on Buffalo and you know, make sure that we're taking care of business and trying to play a solid game and give us an opportunity to win this weekend.
You get into the late December Northeast kind of games like that. Obviously, playing in Buffalo on Sunday, that's going to be basically a freezer on on the field, and you know, last Sunday obviously too with the snow and the elements out there. Is that something you kind of you get into and you have a little fun with while you're out there playing?
You have fun with it, but at the same time, you're out there doing your job. Make sure you're focusing and concentrating at the task at hand.
Well, Wes, certainly glad you enjoyed your day off yesterday. Best of luck against Buffalo, and appreciate you joining us here on a Patriots Friday.
All right, thanks for having me.
There he is, Wes Welker, Patriots wide receiver. Just needs four catches to break the team record.